Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game. Back getting ready for the start of tonight's game, Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Tim Roy and Jim Barnett in our Cyber Policy broadcast booth, brought to you by Cyber Policy. It's a winning cyber defense. Well, for the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr, of course, trying to get some momentum going with another win in Cleveland.
It's really important. You know, we're in the midst of a playoff race, and we've been searching for momentum all season long. And I think we can all feel it right now. You know, we feel that something is clicking and things are happening. We're really connected out there. They were having a great time. The locker room, you know, everybody's excited. It feels like this is an opportunity that is right here for us to go on a little run.
Well, they're going to have to do it after winning last night in Oklahoma City. Cleveland won in Charlotte. They're only two game back of a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Let's get to your starting lineups right now. And for the Cleveland Cavaliers, their guard line, Colin Sexton and Darius Garland, they're guys that are potent offensively and do look to score. Garland averaging 16.9 tonight, shooting 40% from beyond the arc. He's also a guy that when he distributes, he looks for the bigs on their team, gets a lot of assists for dunks. Sexton, who's coming back after missing a couple of games with a strained left groin injury, averaging 24 a night, only 2.8 assists, and shooting 48% from the field. Jared Allen, the former Brooklyn Net, will start at center. He's third in the association in field goal percentage, another big that really understands who he is. He has 15 points, 8 rebounds last night, 6'11", 248 pounds. Isaac Okoro, he's a really good defender. His numbers have suffered a little bit of late, but those who cover the Cavs say it's because every night he's on the other team's best offensive player, averaging 8.3 points as a rookie. And Bruce Pearl, his college coach at Auburn, says he was the best defensive guard he has ever coached. Kevin Love is back after missing 43 games with a strained right calf, and he'll start in the power forward position, recently becoming the fifth player in NBA history to have 13,000 points, 8,000 rebounds, and 1,000 threes. And Jim, it's kind of an interesting group. There's some guys there you'd expect, Dirk Nowitzki, LeBron James, Jason Kidd, but the fifth player is Antoine Jamison.
Wow. Well, Antoine was very efficient, and he played his heart out every night, and sure loved those years, even though they weren't as successful as we'd like.
Well, the Warriors will be starting Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, and Kevon Looney up front, and with Kent Bazemore at one guard spot as Kelly Oubre Jr. still sidelined. Stephen Curry, we've talked about his role all pregame long. Just an amazing run that he is on right now, an historic run. Leads the league in made threes with 235.
And this team, Cleveland, does not defend the three-point line very well at all.
What are your CarMax keys to the game, Jim?
Well, just like last night, I think they've got to come out strongly and send a message. So they've got to get off to a lead in the first quarter, and they can't have a slow first quarter. It just gives the opponent incentive and gives them confidence, and I think it's very important. And, you know, this is a game where you would think that the Warriors make a lot of threes. Curry's on a tear right now over the last eight games. We've already chronicled that, so we'll see how he starts out. But the thing about Curry, he doesn't try to push it too soon. You know, he's never over-anxious. He'll let the game come to him.
Well, the Cavaliers wearing black uniforms with their wine and gold trim. Black with white letters says Cleveland across the front. Warriors wearing what used to be called home jerseys, white jerseys with the bridge in the center. Circle outlined in gold and a blue circle. Blue numbers, blue letters on the backside. Warriors going left to right on your radio dial. Cavaliers get the opening tip, and they will proceed here in the first possession of the contest. Handling up top is Garland. Garland looking, finding Love. Gets the ball back topside. Guarded by Bazemore. Drifting right. Gets Draymond on a switch. The underhand scoop doesn't go. Jared Allen, offensive rebound. Can't find the range on the putback. And Curry has it. And he'll walk it up down the near side. Wearing white sneakers with a pink and blue pattern along the sides of it. Draymond Green catches up top. They leave him alone. He'll take a three and miss it. Allen with the rebound. The handoff to Sexton. Sexton down the near sideline, trying to draw defenders, now goes to the baseline. Poe goes into a jumper, it's up and good.
That's not an easy matchup for Bazemore, by the way. These are 6'1", small, diminutive guards who are quick.
Curry steps out, fires for three, misses that from the left sideline. Love with the rebound. Another former UCLA Bruin gets the ball to the front court. Chest pass there, and a drive to the bucket is up and good by Okoro. So Okoro gets a free pass from the top of the key all the way to the rim. 4-0 Cavaliers. Draymond to penetrate at the other end. Wiggins takes a jumper beyond the arc. That doesn't fall. Allen with the board. Kick out to Garland. Garland down the far side. Gives it up now. Okoro to Allen. Back to Okoro. Give and go. Layup good. Boy, the Warrior defense has been porous. Steve Kerr wants time. We'll take the break. 10:34 to go first quarter. 6-0 Cavaliers of the 95-7 the game. Hold on, are they taking a break? I thought we had a timeout.
Well, I'm surprised.
False alarm.
I was going to suggest, I think it'd be a good time to take a timeout.
Draymond Green lobs it downstairs to Wiggins, posting up. Goes inside on Sexton, got hit. The shot's up, no good. Rebound goes to Love.
I guess they felt the bump was before the shot.
Yes, I guess so. That was quite a bump. Sexton to Love, he'll catch and shoot right side. The three ball doesn't go. Draymond Green with a rebound. Draymond. Left wing, penetrates, foul line, looks for a cutter, but nobody's moving. Now he throws it to where Bazemore was. He was cutting the other way. Bazemore steals it back from Sexton, who was trying to get a breakaway. Now Bazemore to Draymond, hand off Curry. Left wing three is up, short. Rebound deflected away by Curry off the leg of Love. But no, it's going to be out of bounds. Whose ball?
Back to the Warriors.
Back to the Warriors. After a quick powwow. Yeah, it hit Love's legs that are purple with the purple sleeves that he has on.
Injuries and what have you through the years, Kevin Love, his skill level is diminished.
Off the inbounds, backdoor cut by Wiggins. He slams it down for 2 points, and Golden State's on the board with 9:47 to go in the first quarter.
No screen, just a direct cut. I love those.
Garland between the circles, waiting, half court set. Love flares out to the right. Fakes a handoff, two-hand toss to Sexton, left side of the key, right-hand dribble, gets doubled, Draymond bats the pass in the air, back to half court, Sexton now drives on Draymond, reaches up with a left arm and scores it, beautiful move.
Well, that's the quickness I'm talking about from these two guards in particular, Sexton.
8-2, Cleveland has a six-point lead, 9:17 to go, Draymond with the dribble, backdoor cut to Curry, protects the ball with his body and laid it in. So the Warriors get a bucket, again, off a cut. I'd say one of the tops in the league at that. Garland bounces out toward the three-point line, gives the ball to Sexton. Wiggins on him, pass deflected away by Bazemore. Good activity there by Kent Bazemore.
11 seconds on the shot clock. I think it's a lot closer to 10 seconds, by the way.
Always like to have a club that's high in deflections.
Yes.
Damian Dotson, Dylan Windler out for Cleveland. Pascal Thompson and Wiseman sideline for the Warriors. As Cleveland gets back in, the ball to Garland. Stops on a dime, hand off Allen. Wide open, gets a dunk. Warriors got outmanned on that once Bazemore couldn't stay on the floor. His momentum carried him off the floor. Curry to Looney. Now to Draymond Green, right sideline. His pass deflected. Looney gets it, top of the key, not looking to score. Finds Curry, screens for him. Back to Looney. He's open and laid it in. Nice. Patience that time by Kevon Looney.
Yeah, well, he had a small on him, and he had a wide body there, so he didn't have to be in a hurry.
Yeah, just up top, too. He didn't take a shot, didn't hurry anything up there. Sexton in love, two-man game. Sexton rejects that, throws up a wild drive. It crawled over the rim. It's up and good, and draws a bump foul on Wiggins.
They've got to realize when you're mismatched there, the small, you've got to give him a little more room to shoot from the outside, Tim, whether you're Draymond Green or Andrew Wiggins. Because these guys will take you off the floor. They underestimate the speed and quickness.
Also, I think, too, the Warriors had the worst of the travel. They're losing an hour and getting to their hotel around 3:30. Free throw's good. It's 13-6, 8:13 to go in the first quarter. Sexton already with seven. Curry feeds Draymond. Curry relocates left wing. Quick release over Okoro. Okoro got a piece of it. Curry said he got a piece of my arm. And then no call coming. It's a 3-on-2, but Cleveland didn't take advantage. Sexton now in a 5-on-5, looking and finding Allen. He's open and dunked it. Warriors got caught with Curry guarding Love and Looney trying to help. Now the timeout comes with the Warriors down by 9 points, 15-6. We'll take the break on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, the Warriors are on the road during this trip. This is game two of five. So tonight, our Twitter question, brought to you by the K5 from Kia. Where and how are you listening? If you've had the chance, where is your favorite road venue to watch the Warriors? You can hit me up on Twitter at WarriorsVox, WarriorsVox, or you can send me an email, timroy@warriors.com. We have a whistle and a foul as the Warriors put the ball back into play. And you can also hit up Jim if you like, UOGrad66 on Twitter. And talk. We can also, you know, we do this every night, but you also can go ahead and just ask a question or comment about the game as well. We appreciate your input. Warriors with the ball. Looney catches right baseline. Tried to dribble it back to Curry. Denied by Okoro. Ball goes to Draymond Green. Swings the ball left wing to Wiggins. Wiggins, jab step. Gets to that right hand. Triple team. Throws to Bazemore, who dropped it out of bounds. Trying to save it. And a turnover on Golden State.
Almost as if he was not ready to catch the ball. The Warriors are kind of a step slow both ways, offense and defense.
Yeah, they need an injection of energy at this point.
Yep. It's got to start with the defense, and they're getting all the shots they want. Cleveland is.
Okoro and Love play catch up top. Now the ball goes to Garland. Swings the ball through. Left-hand dribble, stops and waits. Finds a good pass inside. Okoro over Looney. Up and good for Okoro. His second hoop so far. And the Cavaliers have an 11-point first quarter lead, 17-6. Curry hunting a shot. Dribbles down the lane. Feeds over the corner. Wiggins there. It's up. It's a three ball left corner pocket for Wiggins. And the Warriors get a much needed bucket right there.
Yeah, first one out of the front. They missed their first five from three.
Garland dribbles into a switch, guarded by Draymond. Waits, takes a baseline, but he stepped out of bounds with the dribble. There's that backward step again, Jim. 6:47 is our time in the first quarter. And if you had that, boy, the early numbers are coming in here on this road trip. You're tonight's winner. He had the dribble, and then he backed up to get a running start on Draymond.
Right, yeah. Tried to stymie him that way. He stymied himself.
Curry gets doubled off the screen. Dribbles in. Pass deflected. Batted down by Draymond. What a play. Right to Bazemore for three. Rattled it home. Draymond better get an assist on that, because that was an intentional bat of the ball.
Absolutely.
Right to Bazemore. What a heads-up play. Off the screen. Sexton open from 18. Can't find the range. Draymond takes it down. Dribbles far sideline. Hand off to Curry, top of the key. Double pass, batted down. Loose ball taken by Sexton. All the way in, misses the layup. Wiggins had it, and they call a late whistle and a foul. Boy, Zach Zarba is the crew chief. Leon Wood, Benny Adams, veteran crew tonight at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in downtown Cleveland.
I didn't think Wiggins could even catch up to him.
Oh, he, you know what? He didn't. He put his hand in the back.
Yep, right on the.
Yep. And it looks like a foul.
I call it that. He may have missed it anyway because the ball slipped out of his hand, but that would affect you if you're driving to the basket and you're taking off.
Without question. It doesn't take much. Doesn't take much. Second foul on Wiggins. And with James Wiseman out for the rest of the year, you know, you look at Wiggins, you look at Curry, and when Oubre comes back, those are guys that cannot get into foul trouble.
No, they need him out there.
They need the firepower.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Wiggins, you can see that, again, Sexton's the fastest, quickest man on the floor, okay? You got to recognize that. Just let him go.
Two free throws good for Sexton. 19-12. Now Draymond can't find it. Looney goes up, double clutch, no good, tipped it in. Boy,
Draymond.
Nice pump fakes there by Kevon Looney to get Allen up in the air.
Don't you agree that Draymond had maybe a dunk?
Yes. He had a dunk, and I was kind of surprised that he gave that shot up. Damian Lee has replaced Wiggins on the floor. Sexton drives on Lee, cut off. Allen with a foul line jumper off the feet. Jared Allen showing some range. 21-14 Cleveland, 5:40 to go, and he's got six of the 21.
It's the lowest scoring team in the league.
Curry with a catch on a backdoor play on Okoro, but Okoro will be called for the hold.
Right now,
I thought that was a really nice pick by the Cavaliers in the draft last year because, again, this is a guy, he's going to fit in on whatever style team you have. Run and gun, you know, he's a defender, and he's a guy that can cover multiple positions, and especially with their guard line, they need that.
Yes, and he's a good shooter, doesn't take bad shots.
Now, again, miscommunication, Draymond and Toscano-Anderson. Toscano-Anderson didn't cut. Ball goes sailing by him. Cavaliers with it. It's Taurean Prince, the former Brooklyn Net with the ball. Feeds Garland. Wing screen by Allen, and Garland and Bazemore do a little dance. Bazemore called because he took the first step. He was trying to do the tango, and Garland was doing something else. I hate when that happens, you know?
Well, especially if you go back to the do-si-do.
The do-si-do. Wow. Do-si-do. I haven't do-si-do'd in a long time. Ball thrown in. Garland with a catch. A coral high post to Allen. Allen. I just put my right foot in and put my right foot out. Prince down to Allen. Down the lane. Strip, whistle, and a foul. This will go against Bazemore, and that's going to be his second foul. And we'll see if they call shots for Allen. Or I don't think it will it matter. It's a fourth team foul. Will they give him shots? Was he on the gather?
Well, Cleveland played last night, too. He didn't have quite the travel schedule
right
in Charlotte. But right now, they're the more active team.
Their majority owner, Dan Gilbert, acquired Gordon Gunn's shares of the team. It's a side out for the Cavaliers. Jordan Poole has checked in for the Warriors. Garland. Entry pass, Allen on JTA. That's a mismatch, and Allen turning left shoulder easy with the jump hook. Scores that. It's 23-14 Cleveland.
Got to front him in there.
Curry, bounce pass Draymond, goes in for the dunk, and this time throws it down with a right hand over Larry Nance Jr.
I think he's had about enough here.
Yeah, that was emphatic. Garland dribbles to the far side. Okoro probes the defense, backs up beyond the arc, guarded by Damian Lee. Tries to drive on him. Euro steps in, goes up, blocked by Draymond, picked up by Toscano-Anderson, and he'll find Draymond in the backcourt. Right sideline, Damian Lee. Nobody stops him. He dribbles into trouble. It squirts over to Curry on the far side.
He had a shot from three-point range if he'd stopped.
Curry stops with a dribble, crossover, behind the back twice, lost it, gets it back. Uses Draymond as a pick, draws a double team, pass to Draymond. Draymond over to Poole. He's open in front of the Warrior bench, can't find the range on three. Tipped out by Toscano-Anderson. Curry catches, fires, and spins off the rim. And Jared Allen with a defensive rebound. Cavaliers going right to left. And Coach Bickerstaff frantically wants a timeout. He's going to get it. His club is up by 7. 3:58 to go in the quarter. 23-16 Cavaliers on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines.
Throw it down and dose it all.
Some people have too much time in their hands. 23-16. Cavaliers up 7. Tim Roy, Jim Barnett with you. We're at Chase Center. Warriors are at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Still want to call it the Q, you know? I do. I'm sorry.
Well, The Warriors with a couple of threes after they missed their first five.
And they're in a zone now with Torian Prince catching on the left wing. Pass middle to Nance, swings over to Dellavedova, who takes the shot from his waist that time. Boy, he put it all the way down to his waist and brought it up.
He really did.
I haven't seen that in a long time since. 3:40 left in the quarter. Curry behind the back, screen and roll to JTA. He'll blast to the rim, double clutch, up and good, and got foul.
Boy, did I love the way he protected the ball, drew the defender to him, got the contact on the body, and then brought the ball back up because he was going against a much smaller man. He just did that perfectly. Hung in the air quite a while, didn't he?
Yep. Twitter question, where and how are you listening? And what's your favorite place to go watch the Warriors on the road? Fouls on Sexton, his first, as Toscano Anderson getting ready to try to convert a three-point play. Kyle's walking his dog. He says Vancouver. It's a good place to watch the Warriors. I have to agree with him there. That was on Twitter at Warriors Box. Nestor in email says MSG, Madison Square Garden, hands down.
I'll bet you Toscano Anderson would have been a good high jumper, by the way.
Okay, misses the free throw.
He would have had the right kind of form and know how to do it.
Former Houston Rocket Isaiah Hartenstein. He's played well for the Cavaliers in his stint. Warriors get in that zone, kind of a 3-2 zone. Hartenstein at the foul line, back to Dellavedova. No look to Sexton. Right sideline, waits. Shoots and hits a three. That was tough. Not very few players can wait that long and then hit the shot. Warriors turn it over. Advance pass for Damian Lee goes awry. And now here's Torian Prince probing the defense. Stops and pops from 18. Nothing there. Rebound. Run down by Damian Lee down the right side. Warriors down 8 with 2:59 to go. Jordan Poole with a jump stop. Catches. Now jab step. Works on Hartenstein. Now feeds Damian Lee to the foul line. Back to Poole. Pump fake in the three-point line. Nowhere to go. Got locked up by Hartenstein. Ball to the Lee. Lee, far sideline. JTA falling out of bounds. Pass for Curry. Deflected out of bounds by Dellavedova.
Now they're being bothered by this overplaying. And they need someone to go backdoor. And I think, by the way, Jordan Poole could take Hartenstein off the dribble. He gave them a break by stopping.
Curry catches. Leans in. One-hand shot off the back rim. Hartenstein looking for someone to outlet it to, finds Sexton on his right wing.
Better block him off the boards. He's a great offensive rebounder with the
Prince
ball
Prince with the ball to Hartenstein. Backdoor pass knocked down by Poole. Draymond Green has it. Feeds JTA on the right. Got bump. Layup good. And another foul on Cleveland as JTA converts on the fast break. This time it's going to go against Larry Nance Jr. And Juan Toscano-Anderson leading the Warriors back. They're down by only six.
Yeah, this is a nice one again. He protects the ball again, and there's a little reverse layup. That was not an easy shot. Let's hope he can convert this free throw, which he did not accomplish last time.
Got a tweet from a Warrior fan last night after the game saying that Juan Toscano-Anderson's turning into Matt Barnes. Hey, Matt Barnes had a great career.
Yes, he did. He was feisty. Still is.
Yeah, that's right. Free throw good for JTA. Makes it 26-21 Cleveland. Matt Barnes got a championship ring with the Warriors against the Cavaliers. Larry Nance Jr. in the inside of the zone. Throws up top Dellavedova. Sexton has a clear path. Goes down the lane. Floaters up. Again, that was too easy. A breakdown there for the Warriors. And once again, they trail by seven. We have 2:05 to go in the first quarter of play. Curry has the handle. Draymond flashes through left. Catches. Goes to the paint. Cross court to Damian Lee. Loads up a triple. No. And Sexton defensive rebound.
Damian usually hits his first three. You kind of have that pattern.
Sexton on a switch looks for Larry Nance Jr., guarded by Draymond Green. Nance Jr. coming off an illness, misfires on a jumper. Probably will only see him for about 20 minutes. Draymond Green up the floor, feeds Damian Lee. Goes to the corner to Poole. Poole to the trailer. It's JTA above the break. Three up and good. And the kid from 95th Avenue is having himself quite a first quarter. Got 8 points.
They can use them.
28-24, Dellavedova. High post, Hartenstein. Back to the basket. Turn, looks, waits. No one to pass to. Good defense by the Warriors. Dellavedova has to come all the way out to the logo to get it. Dribbles on Curry. Leans in on Curry. Wants to force it. Hook pass instead to Nance Jr. Takes a contested three. Air ball. Draymond Green's got it, but it's a shot clock violation because the Warriors did not have possession the whole way through.
Yeah, Larry Nance Jr., you're talking about him being out. He lost 20 pounds in the absence.
Just
really sick. He's a good three-point shooter this year, but didn't look good for him that time.
Yeah, it's gonna take time to get his legs back. Curry off the screen. Dribbles on Hartenstein. Goes to the left side of the bucket. He got hit on the back of the head. That's going to put him to the free throw line. So Curry able to get by Hartenstein to the rim. And he was asked after the game the other night if he thinks he can break Clay's record for threes.
I was kind of joking with some of the guys tonight because I remember Chicago, and he did it in three quarters. And I was like, a night like tonight where I had it really going in the third, two things. One, his 37-point quarter is even crazier because I had 25 tonight, and just seemed like I was invincible out there. This dude had 12 more points in the same amount of time, so that was crazy in and of itself. But then the 14 threes, like I had 11 and felt like I couldn't miss, so I think it's gettable, but we'll see.
He wants to get it, doesn't he, Tim?
They're both great friends, but they're both very competitive guys. The two free throws by Curry are true, and so now it's a 20-11 push for the Warriors. They're down by two with 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Torian Prince almost traveled. Takes the through a Hartenstein screen. Leans back and cashes in from 16 feet. Make it 30-26.
At least the Warriors now have their feet under them. They'll get two for one here.
Curry checks the clock, 35 seconds, goes right by Hartenstein, right to the rim, layup from half court to the rim, unabated.
And with 32.5 left, so they'll get it back.
Elvedova, former St. Mary's standout, directing traffic, feeds Hartenstein, drives in, stripped by Curry from behind. And wow, and Benny Adams calls a foul on the play.
Hartenstein had no idea he was there, and he got it cleanly.
They got the foul on Kevon Looney. Oh, yeah, Looney got him on the arm.
Okay.
He did. He got it was his off arm, I believe, but he got him on the arm.
Now Curry just stripped the ball right off his, out of his hands on his head. But it was a good call because of the other man.
Hartenstein misses the first free throw. The last seven games as a Cavalier. 10.7 rebounds, shooting 67% from the field.
He hasn't had an offensive rebound tonight. That's where he really hurts Tim.
A high school player ended up playing overseas. Dad played hoops in Germany.
But he's from Eugene, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of familiar to me.
Yeah, I vaguely remember you being there. Free throw good. Second of two, 31-28. Let's go back to my old NCAA register and see about that. Curry with the dribble up top. Checks the clock. Comes to the top of the key. Step back. Takes about a 25-footer off the rim. Damian Lee rebound. Can't get it off in time. And the quarter is over. But all things said, for the Warriors to be down three with the way they started this game, they have to feel really good about it. 31-28 Cleveland. We're done with one. On 95.7 The Game, the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. CarMax game summary finds the Warriors sitting in a pretty good spot after the start they got off to. They were down 17-6. And trailing the Cavaliers, they're down 31-28 at the end of one. Maybe tired legs from last night. They're 3 of 12 from beyond the arc, but they have made 8 of 11 inside the arc. And Juan Toscano-Anderson really put them back on the map. 8 points in the first quarter, 3 of 3 shooting. 14 for Colin Sexton for Cleveland in his first game back after missing a couple. Wiggins will have the handle to start the second quarter. Warriors attacking the basket to our right, passing the baseline pool out to Wiggins' left wing. Wiggins stops in the paint, spins, shoots over Love, and hits it over another former Minnesota Timberwolves to make it 31-30.
He gets his balance, feet underneath him, and he fades away, and he's long. It's hard to get to it.
Torian Prince with Dellavedova. Ball to Sexton. Checks the floor. Nance Jr. flashes through. Baseline drive. Sexton goes to the corner. Dellavedova up top to Love for three. Back rim. Nothing there. Nance Jr. runs down the long rebound. Fresh 14 for the Cavaliers. Sexton up top. Two-hand toss to Love. Banging inside. Jump hook blocked by JTA. Right to Dellavedova. Back to Love. He goes to the other side of the basket and misses the reverse layup.
It rolled out.
Scott Anderson protects the ball from the prying Dellavedova. Poole drives other end. Finds Damian Lee on the right sideline. Up to Toscano-Anderson. Back to Poole. Lob inside to Looney. Nice pass, and Looney gets a dunk out of it. And Golden State's got the lead, 32-31, with 10:45 to go in the half.
Well, they've just stayed with it here, persevered, and now things are going their way, Tim, and they're making it go their way. They're working.
Nice read by Jordan Poole.
Beautiful.
Dellavedova, hand off to Love, one step inside the logo. Flipped it to Nance just outside the top of the key. Back to Dellavedova on the left wing. To Love, left elbow. Reverse pivot. Triple threat.
Hasn't scored yet.
One dribble. Flipped it now to Prince. Prince back to Love. Love, pump fake, and shoots the three, but he didn't get it off in time. That's a shot clock violation. The second on the Cavaliers. And the Warriors swarming defense coming through.
Yep. Love is 0 for 4 in his 7 minutes. Yet to score. And that was a beautiful block on that little jump hook a moment ago by JTA.
Well, the Warriors were lucky that Love didn't make that reverse layup.
I don't know how it didn't go down.
That was good, basically. Toscano Anderson down to Wiggins. Wiggins to Poole. Poole turns, fires, and hits a three. Just like that, the Warriors with a four-point lead. A 7-0 start to the second quarter, 35-31. Dellavedova waiting. Right-hand dribble. Side saddle with the dribble. Pete Love shows the ball to Looney. Dellavedova off the pick. Gets it to the corner to Nance. Nance working on Damian Lee. Just throws it back outside to Love. He had an advantage. Love has to take a three with the shot clock winding down, and he nailed it. That was the toughest shot he has taken so far.
Exactly.
He's shaking his head like, come on, somebody's got to move for me. Jordan Poole with a dribble drive got to the rim and scored, and he also whacked Love in the face during the process, and Love
hit him right on the nose, Tim, with his left arm.
Yeah, it's a timeout now for Cleveland. 37-34 Warriors, 9:29 to go before halftime on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Here in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth, brought to you by Cyber Policy, a winning cyber defense. Warriors lead by 37-34. They've scored 22 points in the paint over the last 12 minutes of play. Cavaliers going right to left with the ball. Hartenstein gets it up top now. Love, handoff Garland. Garland, scoop around and out. A late whistle by Leon Wood. He has spotted an infraction.
That's a nice play. You isolate three players on the other side, Tim, and you work with one big. You throw it to him. He's down, you know, inside the three-point line, but you come off him as a guard. And it's a matter of timing. You slow down a little bit, you take that ball, and you turn that corner. And you have those small guards. They're very capable of doing so. That was my favorite play, always.
Dean Wade has checked in. Third-year pro out of Kansas State, undrafted in 2019. Two-time All-Big 12 first team. He had been starting for the Cavaliers with their revamped lineup with Sexton out. Free throws for Garland. First one, yes. Second one, yes. 1 point Warriors lead, 37-36. Wiggins, right side, sees a double, shoveled over to Poole. From the right wing, got fouled. It's up and good, and fouled. The foul's on Garland. He ran into Poole while he shot the three. He's got a chance for a four-point play.
Sometimes you look and you think, no, don't take that shot, but he makes them.
Yeah, it wasn't his best attempt of season.
He played 5 minutes, didn't score in the first quarter, but he got up high on that one, and somehow he got his balance back, and he squared up nicely.
Garland got into the landing area and picked up the foul to third and one for the Warriors here in the half. Second foul on Garland, and they're going to review this. So there's a lot of stuff going on here. Poole did kick out his right leg a little bit.
You know,
I'm not sure. I'm looking at our stat monitor, dude. Did we get a challenge? Yeah, we did, a coach's challenge. So that means
Cleveland's taking a timeout to challenge the ruling on the floor.
Okay, so they're saying that Garland and Poole kicked out his leg to create the contact. There are fans in the stands.
Nonetheless, the basket will count.
Yeah. Yes, the basket will count.
Okay.
There are fans in the stands at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse tonight, and we do see some wearing Warrior gear. Good to see. So Tim, they will take a look at this. And, of course, our call is under review, brought to you by Ring Central. Yes, Jim?
Juan Toscano-Anderson changed the first quarter. In 5 minutes scoring those 8 points, he brought the Warriors back. So they're only down by three at the quarter. Poole has come out here after a quick 9-3 start. And all of a sudden, he's got 8 points in his 8 minutes on the floor here. Did not score in the first quarter. So he's carrying them here in this quarter.
So they're taking a look. Jordan Poole left the floor, definitely behind the arc. The basket's definitely good. You know, the only way they would be able to take that away would be to call an offensive foul on him, and I don't
Correct.
Think it's that.
Yeah.
But Zach Zarba, one of the league's very best. By the way, checking out a couple of our responses on Twitter. Kayla checks in Seattle. Favorite road venue would be the Moda Center in Portland. That's a great building, by the way. Love doing ball games there. Jeremy says Madison Square Garden or Staples Center. Ryan likes the trip to Sacramento. He likes the Golden One Center. It's got a nice building. I like the sight lines there, and I love the fact they kept it local.
The Moda Center, haven't they sold out lots of games in a row there?
I believe they do have a long streak there, yes.
Yes, they do.
So Jamie's seen them in the Moda Center, but he'd like to see them in Utah and Phoenix.
He's seen a lot of playoff games between those two teams, the Warriors and the Blazers, in the last few years during the championship runs.
Absolutely. And you can check in on Twitter at Warriors Box or send me an email, timroy@warriors.com. Spud Short's at the Berkeley Vet Hospital waiting on his cat. Hope everything's okay. Fast break point 16-3. Warriors leading the Cavaliers. And Zach Zarba and crew continue to check out this replay. They've now taken the headset off.
The defender walked under into him, though, I have to say, even though the legs went out.
Let's hear what Zach Zarba has to say.
After review, the ruling on the floor has been overturned. There's no illegal contact by Garland, but because the shooter is in his shooting motion, we're going to score the 3 points, and it's going to be Cleveland basketball on the baseline.
Okay.
Yep, I think that's very fair. I think that's the right call.
Yep. So very little contact, but he did come into the right leg, but the ball was already released.
Yeah, and he wasn't. It was like an artificial landing zone created by Poole, and I think that's why they said that. And I love that interpretation because it used some common sense.
Thank you. Well, Zach Zarba, he's one of the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'll tell you what, that was a picture-perfect stop and pop. I call it Jerry West jump shot, Tim, except for the legs kicking out. But he came off there, and that left foot planted. He brought the right around, and he went straight up. That was picture-perfect jump shot.
Jerry West, former Warrior executive, the logo.
That's, you know, I was in high school when the Lakers came out, and I just watched him play, and I practiced, and I never got to be his competition, but a lot of games against him.
Garland fires for three. It's up and no good. Topside. Looney clears the rebound. Got it over to Poole. So the Cavaliers with the ball. Poole just takes one off the dribble. Long shot, no good. Toscano Anderson grabbed the rebound. Sexton fouled him. And so Golden State will get the ball on a side out here.
Now, Jordan has a tendency, when he's coming down to take a jump shot, coming facing the basket and running to it, he kind of runs through and doesn't stop, and he shoots it long. That's very common for him.
Sexton with the foul. Again, Toscano Anderson giving the Warriors another possession. Looney, handoff Poole, gets downhill to the free throw line. Out to Wiggins. He'll drive, spin, hangs, fires on the rim. 2 points for Andrew Wiggins. The Warriors lead by six.
No defender can recover and get back to the shot on that fadeaway.
Sexton takes it to the right corner. Shoveled to Love. Love hands it back to Sexton. Wasn't looking. Strips the ball away from Wiggins, who was trying to steal it. Love gets it. Takes his slow motion drive down the lane. Prince to the corner to Garland. Hit the side of the backboard. Wiggins with it, but no break to speak of. 42-36 Warriors. Lob sailed off the backboard. Comes all the way out to Looney to Damian Lee for three.
Oh, there's a little bit of luck there, Tim, and they'll take it.
Let's see how you diagram that. Come down, throw a lob pass off the glass to Looney, who turns and throws it back out to Damian Lee.
The old backboard pass.
Yeah, the old backboard pass. Yeah, we'll work on that in practice, guys. Torian Prince dribbles into trouble, spins. He takes a 15-footer. It clanked off the front rim. Looney has it on the bounce to Wiggins. 45-36, the Warriors, who were down by 11, now lead by 9. Wiggins, 14-footer on the go, one-hander.
Double digits.
Yep.
They're up by 11.
Unbelievable. 10-0 one, and now the timeout comes for Cleveland. Wiggins really getting it going. He's got 11 points on 5 of 7 shooting. 47-36 Warriors on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, apparently they counted the, even though it was overturned, they counted it as a full timeout. Sexton with a jumper made 47-38. Damian Lee ghosting down the baseline, gets one back, and it's 49-38. These are some of the hazards of the pandemic broadcasting. We're not at the building. We're at the mercy of a TV broadcast. Ball throw up top to Garland. High screen roll to Allen. Garland from 15. Left elbow off the glass and the rebound to Juan Toscano-Anderson. He's had a great first half. Wiggins ISO'd on Wade. Takes some baseline. Shoots over him. Contact. No call. Rebound volleyballed in the air. And we have a foul. And again, it's Juan Toscano-Anderson causing havoc with Cleveland. And he is earning a way, Jim, into a full-time spot in the rotation.
He certainly is. He's getting more experience and getting more confidence and being more assertive and not afraid to shoot the ball now and score. But I'll tell you what, the bench has brought them back. Wiggins great, yes, 11, but Poole, Tuscon Anderson, and Damian Lee.
Draymond Green takes a three. It's off the front rim. Knocked up in the air by JTA. It's saved by Sexton. Toscano Anderson gets it on the baseline. Gets it out to Damian Lee.
How about that, Tim?
Warriors have only seven on the shot clock, though. Poole off the screen. Down the lane. Shoots over Allen with a one-hander. It will not fall. Garland defensive rebound. But again, Juan Toscano Anderson. Unbelievable. Garland. Hands off to Allen. Goes up, got fouled.
Saved the basket, though.
Yep.
And Damian Lee wants to take the foul, not on Draymond. Draymond Green.
Cynthia checks in, listening in Fremont during the pre-pandemic. She'd like to go and hang out and listen with the neighbors. Now listening at home. Willie's down in L.A. on email. TimRoy@Warriors.com. The Staples, if the Clippers are playing, he likes watching the Warriors there.
Then that could have been called on Draymond Green, but quickly, Damian Lee sacrificed. He said, give it to me. So Draymond has no fouls. What?
That's a good teammate right there. Allen
sure
hits the second of two. He missed the first. So it's a 10-point Warriors advantage, 5:50 to go. Warriors had a 41-19 push in this game. After trailing by 11, Wiggins with the ball in the far wing below the hash mark. Trying to make a move, couldn't get the handle right. Backs up, resets, crossover, got to that right hand. Feeds Draymond up top, JTA, bounce past Damian Lee. Comes right down Broadway with a one-hand floater. That's true. And it's 51-39 Warriors.
Warriors are now shooting 50% plus.
Seven now for Damian Lee. They trap Sexton on the sideline. Okoro takes it middle, throws it left wing to Garland. Wade goes down on Wiggins to the baseline, then spins it back up top. Okoro dribbling. Gets a pick from Allen. Shoots it in and out. Ball batted down to the floor. And once again, Juan Toscano-Anderson right there. Hands off to Curry. Curry. Back to JTA. No look pass to Damian Lee. Comes down the baseline. Goes reverse. That was sweet.
Boy, they are playing incredible basketball in this quarter, Tim.
53-39 Warriors.
At both ends.
Garland. Hesitation. Lob pass blocked away. Garland gets it back. Sexton wants to drive. Stripped by Curry. Wiggins to Curry. Two on one with Lee. Curry head fake. Goes up. Flipped it up and in and got fouled.
I thought he was going to pass to Damian Lee on the left, but he didn't do it.
Was 17-6 Cleveland.
Oh, man.
It's now 55-39 Warriors.
What a beautiful distribution from Toscano Anderson before to get Lee.
Oh, boy.
They found some energy, didn't they, Tim?
Yes, they did. And if the Warriors go on to win this game, game ball goes to Juan Toscano Anderson,
yep.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, he's been everywhere. What a save he made a moment ago, and then they finally scored on the play.
Poole, JTA, and Damian Lee have combined for 25 first half points.
Yep, those three.
Curry's free throw.
Cleveland doesn't know what hit him here.
Automatic there, 56-39. Golden State. Allen's pass in traffic for Sexton. The reach in foul. Bazemore gets it. Leon Wood. Tells Bazemore he's heard enough. I played in this league, I know.
The Cavs led by 11 in the first quarter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now the Warriors are up by 17.
Yep. Leon Wood, of course, former NBA player. Haywood Workman, official former NBA player. Bernie Fryer was one of the supervisors for a long time and also was an NBA official, former Portland Trailblazer. I know Dale Schluter ended up in the CBA as an official, but I don't think he ever made the NBA.
No, and we lost him a couple of years ago, by the way.
Yep.
Big 6'10".
Garland dribbles, waits, gets free inside the paint, but misfires from 10. He's not great inside the paint. Draymond Green gets the rebound. In fact, he's in the bottom 10. The players have taken a certain amount of shots. Back cross-court pass by Draymond Garland right there to Pickett. Stumbles around Mulder and scores. Well,
Mulder did not come meet the ball, Tim.
Yep.
It's half and half there.
Timeout. Steve Kerr will talk it over. 56-41. We'll take the break on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, Gold Sailor with a 15-point lead in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth. 3:54 to go in the first half, 56-41. Second quarter, Warriors are 12 of 16 shooting. Cleveland is 3 of 12. But it's really their energy, their play. They've been, you know, pushing the basketball. They have 17 assists on 23 buckets. Just been beautiful. Really well done.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, they found the energy, and I think they were propelled. Like you said, Juan Toscano-Anderson, and then Poole off the bench as well, as Damian Lee has been brilliant.
Curry was off the floor. The Warriors outscored the Cavaliers 21-8. Wiggins wide open, topside triple. Yeah, money. Cold hard cash for Andrew Wiggins, and it's 59-41. 18-point Warrior lead.
Don't you think Cleveland's kind of saying they lost last time? The Warriors beat him easily here at Chase Center. But say, who are these guys? Who's Toscano Anderson?
Garland answers right back with a three of his own topside.
Warriors beat him by 31.
Garland with a 40-point beyond-the-arc percentage so far this year. Curry, cross-court, JTA, Mulder, catch-and-shoot, corner three. Nothing there. Nance Jr. pulls down the rebound. His dad, longtime star in the league for Phoenix and Cleveland. Garland, same spot, different result. Rebound knocked away by Draymond. Gathered it in. Down the left sideline he goes. Waits. Drives on Jared Allen. Takes it himself. Missed it. Allen defensive rebound.
I thought he was going to come to a little pump fake there. But didn't do it.
Garland sidesteps Toscano Anderson. Runs him through a screen. At the foul line, Garland finds himself open. Cashes in for two more.
He likes that spot, doesn't he?
50, he's able to get to it. That's the half the battle there. And he's got a 9-point quarter. Curry behind the back to Toscano Anderson. Bad pass, knocked down by Allen. The Warriors getting sloppy here in the waning minutes of the first half. Garland to the front court for Cleveland. Backs up, takes a deep three, in and out. Wiggins comes back for the ball, grabs the rebound, takes it himself, far wing. Crossover, steps, trip, whistle, foul.
He loves to get back to that right, doesn't he?
He does.
And he's pretty good at it.
He's really good at it. It just blows my mind how often
yes.
that he is able to get to his right hand. Garland tripping him. Garland's got interesting sneakers on. They kind of remind me of those old San Antonio Spurs Fiesta uniforms that they used to wear, the black ones.
I'm trying to think of those.
Yeah, you've seen them.
They have shoes like that, though?
No, not shoes. Okay. They had jerseys. Remember, they had black jerseys.
Garland's shoes are kind of an orangey pink.
Yeah, well, it's...
Yeah. You're telling me they had the same color
why
shoes?
Why do I even try?
Okay. I am a college graduate.
Yes, you are. A proud Pac-12 college graduate. There you go. Curry with the ball, 13-point lead. Warriors on top, give and go with Draymond. Curry, left hand, oh my goodness, off the window, right through the cylinder. He is making the ridiculous look so easy. Wade, catch and shoot, far side three. That's why he's on the floor for Cleveland.
Yep.
Hits that, and it's 61-49 now. The Warrior lead 12. Curry goes by his man, gets to the rim and scores. Just easy. Curry now with 13.
Hadn't made a three yet. He's scoring inside. That's why he keeps going there. 0 for 5 from 3, Curry.
Cavs in a half-court set. Allen, the Oscar Gamble look with the afro, feeds off to Garland. Entry pass to Nance Jr., and Curry tried to dislodge him at the post and will call for the personal. 35-point quarter right now for the Warriors.
38 points in the paint for this team now. That's an abundance.
Let's see, Cavaliers side out. Wade toss in. Coro, chest pass to Garland. Finds a beautiful pass to Allen, who rotates Nance, Wade, Coro back to Garland. Pump fake, flyby, three ball is true for Garland, who's starting to get his stroke going. And he's keeping the Cavaliers within shouting distance now.
They finally got really good ball movement. That's the best I've seen the Cavs share the ball this whole game.
That's a great point. 63-52, Curry behind the Draymond screen, deep three, goes off to the left, and Nance has it. Dribble it to the timeline. Over far hash mark. Hand off Garland. Stops. Puts on the brakes. Gets a switch. Garland working on Wiggins. Crossover. Tries to drive. Pumping. Nothing there. Allen runs over Draymond. It's an offensive foul. Draymond taking the charge. Boy, they needed that. And it's a third foul on the Cavaliers big man. When you think about all the bigs they had on their roster this year, they had Jared Allen, JaVale McGee, Andre Drummond.
Yes.
All at the same time. That would have been my dream.
They got Hartenstein for McGee in that McGee trade with Denver.
2-3 zone. McGee in the back, Drummond in the middle, Allen on the other side. A corner to corner with that wingspan. Mulder, Wiggins play catch outside the arc. Curry relocates left sideline. Open, misses.
You can't buy it.
Yeah, well.
Tonight.
He is human.
Well, the last eight games, we wouldn't think so.
Garland with the dribble, trying to wind it down. Final look for the... for halftime, the Warrior lead down to 11. It was 17. Here comes Nance. Garland drifting through the Nance screen. Finds Nance, bad pass off his hands, too hard. Lee has it, locates Curry. Curry, dribble drive, backwards to Lee. He's open, he fires. Three ball misses at the buzzer. And the Warriors will have to be content with an 11-point advantage at the break. The Warriors were down 11 to start the game. They roar back the lead by 17. And at halftime, they lead by a count of 63-52. R.C. Davis here at Chase Center with all the details as we continue on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, our CarMax game summary, R.C., go back to February 15th. Warriors won by 31 points, but it was all tied at the end of one. And they outscored the Cavaliers 32-22 in the second. In the game tonight, they trailed by three at the end of one. Outscored the Cavs 35-21 in the second. Let's see if they can pour it on in the third. Reminder, we did not bring this up in the pregame show. It's always great to see Lindsey Gottlieb there, one of the assistant coaches with the Cleveland Cavaliers, former women's head coach of the Cal Bears, and just was hired last year with the Cavs. So the Warriors leading here 63-52. Great bench play from Golden State in the first half. Plus minus Lee, JTA plus 20, Poole plus 17. They've outscored the Cavaliers bench 25-6. Warriors have the first possession. Right to left they go. We are underway. Draymond Green to Kevon Looney. Foul line extended right wing. Bounce pass to Draymond. Back to the basket. Gets it to Curry. Open three look, and it's no good. Curry now 0 for 8 from triple. Just proves it. He is immortal.
We didn't think so for a while.
No, I didn't think so the last like seven games. Pass to the baseline. Okoro posting up. Throws it up top. Garland, nice move. In between shot. No good. Too strong. Draymond's got it. And the score remains the same. Draymond Green has Garland on his hip. Wants to back him down. Back him down. Takes him middle. Swings through. The shot's up. No shot, says Benny Adams. It's going to be a foul on Garland. That was classic old-school mouse in the house there, Jim.
Yeah, and Draymond did a great job protecting the ball, getting to a spot where he wanted it, got it up before a big could get him. Didn't go in, but well, this game just changed in that second quarter. It changed in the first quarter, but really dramatically the second quarter.
Wiggins catches off the inbounds on the right wing, wheels around the screen, misfires, but Looney right there to tip it in with the right hand. Easy, got low right, 65-52. Kevon Looney looks really spry, Jim, last few weeks.
They're not even trying to block him off, but you're right, he's playing good basketball.
Kevin Love Nice pass, reverse layup by Garland does not fall, and Looney clears the rebound away.
Even though they're small, Warriors are out-rebounding this club.
Curry splits traffic, gets to the rim, little flick of the wrist, reverse layup, going right to left across the front of the bucket. Makes it look so easy, Jim.
Yeah, he does. And you know what? He's picking the right spot since he's not hitting threes. Just keep going and score that way.
He's got 15, and that's the lead. Sexton forces up a three. It knocked that down above the break on the left side. 67-55. Draymond back to the basket. Finds Looney. Looney thought was for Curry, and yep. Miscommunication turnover.
You know, I'm watching Cleveland, Tim, and it just seems like they go one-on-one a lot more than the Warriors do.
They have 12 assists on 21 buckets. Warriors with 19 on 28. Leon Wood and Benny Adams, they're coming over to the scorer's table. They're going for a backup ball. Someone scuffed up the basketball.
Interesting.
Maybe put a foreign substance on there. And they had to get it out of there. Get a fresh one.
I have to say, I love these officials. I like Zach. I love Leon Wood.
Long time since Gaylord Perry wore
Yeah.
the Cleveland Indians uniform.
Yeah.
Sexton gets a handoff from Love and fouled on the drive.
Are you saying that Gaylord would, you know, put substance on the ball?
I'm not saying if he did. He did.
Yes,
I mean, it
did.
Wasn't a matter of if. It was a matter of when.
I'll tell you what it was. Before the first pitch they threw. He was amazing.
And he had hidden all over his body. Okoro to Allen on the right wing. Back to Okoro. He's open. Launches from distance but doesn't find the range. Looney with a rebound to Draymond. Quickly up the floor. Backdoor cut for Curry. Ball knocked away on the deck. Picked up by the Cavaliers. And it gets to Sexton, who goes in and scores over Bazemore. Steve Kerr wants a timeout. Kind of a sloppy start to the second half for the Warriors. They lead by 10, 67-57, 9:43 to go third on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, head coach Steve Kerr played with the Cleveland Cavaliers from 1989 to the partway through the 92-93 season. The 90-91 Cavaliers, up until last year, that was the only losing team Steve Kerr had ever been associated with. That's amazing.
It certainly is.
Warriors up by 10. Play back in with Wiggins dribbling to the front court. Leaves for Curry. Now to Draymond. Middle hands it back to Wiggins. Wiggins with a step back. Up. Short. Long rebound. Out of bounds. It's going to be Cleveland ball. Cavs wearing black tonight. Warriors wearing white. Cleveland led by 11 right after the jump, 17-6. Golden State came back to lead by 17. Late rally toward the end of the half for Cleveland, cut it to 11. It's 10 now. Garland threw a series of screens, a sort of a horn set for the Cavaliers. Pass to Okoro on the right corner. Pass for Garland, intercepted. Draymond Green anticipated. Spins away from Sexton and shoveled it right wing to Wiggins. He's open, goes right corner. Bazemore not afraid to fire. The rainbow three, too strong. Looney the rebound, handoff Curry, and a whistle and an offensive foul on Looney.
Wow. He had no idea they were going to call that because he wasn't looking to really knock off someone. He's confused, and so am I.
Yeah, he's not happy about the call. Zach Zarber with the call.
I guess he moved in, and the handoff to Curry. I guess They deemed that he moved in a little bit.
Ball could have went either way, I think.
Yes.
And so I really... Here's Garland lobbing for Love. Not sure why he did that. He had an open five-footer. Love pass to the cutter. It's Okoro up over Looney. Looney goes vertical. The ball comes right back down to Okoro on the seat of his pants, and he calls a timeout.
Well, good, quick thinking.
A timeout. And so...
That's a nice rebound on the floor.
We'll take the break. Boy, great defense by Looney. Vertical. Never did anything to him. Okoro caused the contact. Has the ball. We'll take the break. Warriors up by 10 points on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Warriors leading by 10. Our Twitter question brought to you by the K5 from Kia, as Garland settles for a three deep on the dribble after the inbounds, and Wiggins will save it over to Looney to Draymond Green. You have the chance to see the Warriors on the road. What's your favorite road venue to watch the Dubs? Hit me up on Twitter at Warriors Vox. For Tim Roy at Warriors.com. Curry penetrates to Draymond. Corner three popped up and popped in.
Back of the rim, front of the rim, straight up and through.
Counts for three. But no matter how it gets there.
Yes, it does.
Off the screen. Sexton, deep two. Spins off the rim. Curry there to grab it.
Most of his scoring. He's only 6-1. He's in the paint.
Underhand pass to baseboard to Looney. Looney can't finish. Allen with a defensive rebound. Curry reaches in and fouled him in frustration. Also, it stops a fast break. Second foul on Curry, second on the team.
He had the ball for a moment, but then you got to give up on the play. He'd already stopped the break.
The Warriors lead 13 right now, 70-57, 7:49 left in third. Sexton not afraid to fire again. Shot off the rim. Allen bats the rebound of the air, but Bazemore tied him up, leaving the ball for Draymond. 4-on-4, front court. Draymond looks for Curry, but Okoro's done a nice job denying him most of the night. Now, a whistle and a foul, and if this is on Curry, that'll be his third. Curry called for an offensive foul for pushing Okoro into Draymond Green. That gets Steve Kerr boiling a little bit on the Warriors sideline. Curry was trying to get free.
They didn't let him run that way, and he decided to go there anyway, Tim.
Wow.
There's no room.
Wow, wow, wow. Garland pick and roll. Rotates to Okoro to Love. Good closeout by Draymond. Love driving. Stopping, popping, nice shot in the paint over Draymond.
Yeah, he's as strong as Draymond, a little bit bigger.
Love only his second field goal tonight. Mary, Philly hasn't played much this year. 8 games after missing 43 with a right calf injury. Bazemore, extra pass to Wiggins, left corner. 3 ball good for Andrew Wiggins.
I thought he had a move to the basket there, but he got the ball to Wiggins quickly enough that the defense couldn't recover.
Warriors 9 of 27 from distance. Garland and Sexton play catch on the right side. Lob for Allen. Look out. Got the dunk. They were concerned about Kevin Love, and Jared Allen snuck from behind and caught it low left.
Yeah, even Looney in the lane there kind of shaded to the other side where the ball was.
Looney high post. Flip to Curry. Curry draws bodies. Doubled. Feeds Looney. Looney in traffic. Got fouled by Sexton as the ball got knocked away. Jim Sexton and Garland, they're both guys that really aren't that big.
And 6-1.
Yeah, and to me, I look at that, and if you're that size in this league, you better be McCollum and Lillard. You know what I mean? You better have that kind of firepower.
But Sexton, at only 6-1, he scores in the paint. Of all the guards who average 20 points or more, he scores in the paint more than they do.
Yeah,
that's where he likes to go.
52% of his points. Draymond Green's pass off the inbound, stolen by Allen. That's the 11th turnover for the Warriors. Love had it knocked away by Bazemore, and it comes out of bounds. And Golden State not protecting the ball in this third quarter. That's their fifth turnover in the quarter, and we're not even halfway through. They had only 6 in the first half.
Yeah, it doesn't take long for someone to we saw what happened in the second quarter for the Warriors when everything went their way, and they made it happen. But this game is far from over. We've got another 18 minutes to play.
Coro throws in with whistle what we have. Another foul on Golden State.
Haven't shot a lot of free throws, but at this rate, that's going to change.
At this rate, you better put the tea kettle on the stove.
The Warriors have
We're
going to
be here a while.
The Warriors have only taken 5 free throws in the game, and the Cavs 9.
Don't say that.
That's not a lot, is it?
Draymond had a hand on the back of Larry Nance Jr.
Didn't affect the play. That must have been Benny Adams.
Pick and roll. Down the lane. Allen fumbled it. Saved. It goes out of bounds right by Zach Zarba, but Zach not in uniform. He's wearing the referee colors, and so it's out of bounds into the Warriors. Curry to the timeline, so a turnover on the Cavs. Warriors up 12. Curry probing, dribbling down the lane with 2 guys on his back, able to throw it in off the glass.
And Jared Allen was on the right side. He still went to the right side, but he outquicked him at the basket, and they couldn't get off the floor.
His finishing is at an all-time high right now. Garland gets Draymond on a switch. Backs up, throws to Nance Jr., back to Garland. Garland wants to drive, goes to the corner. It's Taurean Prince, 3 ball, left corner pocket for Prince. And the Cavaliers hanging around. It's an 11-point Warrior advantage, 75-64, 5:29 to go in the third. Curry double feeds Bazemore. His pass deflected out of bounds off of Larry Nance Jr.
He's fortunate, Tim.
Juan Toscano-Anderson was there.
He almost threw that away himself. Tough to make that kind of pass when you're up in the air and you get the contact. You're better off coming down and then seeing what you have. He still would have been open.
The Warriors will throw it back in. That's a turnover. Prince has it. Prince down the lane. Off balance, off glass. It's up and good. We didn't see exactly what happened on the turnover, but we know the Warriors did not do very well with it. A bad pass by Bazemore, says the stat monitor. Here's Draymond Green, finds Damian Lee. Lets it fly off the front rim with a three. Long rebound to Prince. 4:58 to go in the quarter. Warriors lead by 9 now.
Cavs feel a little lighter, you can tell.
Okoro plays catch with Prince. Prince outside the arc, goes left corner. Larry Nance Jr. shoots and hits. It's a three. Steve Kerr wants a timeout. Just like that, the 10-2 Cavaliers run, and the Warrior lead is down to 6. It's 75-69. Well, right now, the Warriors trying to figure something out. Before the game, we heard the news. James Wiseman had his surgery. They're going to reevaluate him in September, so his season is done. Here's Draymond Green.
Definitely wishing them a speedy recovery. Tough road ahead. I don't know any more than you know as far as the process goes, what's next. But anytime you're faced with rehab and not basketball, it's tough, you know, as a basketball player. So, you know, wishing him the best with that. But also, I think as a rookie, you know, you have some great games, you have some, you know, not so much, but the most important thing is that you're learning. And I think for James, you know, he's been a sponge all year. Hopefully, you know, whatever happens, he's still able to be around a team and continue to learn. So I think that's important for his growth moving forward. But, you know, he continued to get better as the year went on, and that's all you can ask.
Well, for James Wiseman, boy, just a real tough rookie campaign. You know, he started off not being in training camp, came in and showed some real great signs early on, and then was sidelined via a wrist injury, health and safety protocols, and then finally coming down awkwardly on that right knee. And they had surgery to repair the meniscus injury today. Hopefully he'll be all right and ready to go at some point, maybe during training camp next year. But here in this broadcast tonight, we're concerned about the game in Cleveland. The Warriors led by 17. They've seen that pared down to 6.
Well, Tim, they've committed 6 turnovers in this quarter alone to the Cavs 1, and that's given them a little lift and more opportunity to take shots. And they made a couple threes here. The Cavs, who don't shoot a lot of threes and don't make a lot.
No, they're toward the bottom in the league. Damian Lee to Draymond Green off a Curry pick. Draymond goes up with a shot short, hit the side of the rim. We whistle. I think we're going to get a technical foul here. Behind the play. No, they call a foul on Damian Lee in the backcourt. That's the fourth team foul on Golden State.
I thought that was a pretty good assumption, though, for the way the play ended, and Draymond stayed in the backcourt, and the ball was going the other way. I thought the same thing, Tim.
The Cavaliers can cut it to 4 or 3 here. Yeah. Prince straddling the three-point line, feeds Allen, knocked away by Draymond. Poole, bounce pass to Damian Lee, 2-on-1. Goes in, finds JTA, who's knocked down from behind. And a collision.
That pass is either finish that play yourself if you're Damian Lee there, or if you go that far in, it's too late to pass the ball to make a play to the basket. You know what I mean, Tim?
Yeah.
It's too late.
Because Juan had no option other than maybe to get it and bring it back out.
Exactly. You're putting him in jeopardy. Maybe come to a jump stop, up fake, and see what happens.
Garland just rerouted Poole in an obvious way. Curry up and under with the flip on the drive. Nothing there as Allen able to grab it and outlet it. Still 75-69 Warriors. Dribble drive Garland. He throws it up and it goes in, coming down the lane. Falling down on the play. The lead is 4 for Golden State. Damian Lee in the corner. Poole trailing. Catches, shoots, no good, but this time he got fouled. There was a challenge on a made pool 3 bucket in the first half. Ernie Bickerstaff using his challenge there. But now Jordan Poole will get 3 shots. And
boy, they need him.
Boy, that was just a break for the Warriors there. Garland picks up his 4th foul, so he's in in some foul jeopardy right now with 3:52 to go in the third. Pool slides home the first.
He's a 92% this year. He's been really good from the line.
Kaiser Permanente scoreboard, fourth quarter, Milwaukee 113, Atlanta 99. Boston and the L.A. Lakers yet to start. Sacramento in Phoenix, and the Kings try to stop the free fall that they're in. 22-33 now.
Haven't they lost eight in a row?
If they lose tonight, it'd be their second nine-game losing streak of the season. Poole.
A jinx game.
Hits two of three. The third was short. Matthew Dellavedova. Jeremy McGuard out of St. Mary's comes in. Okoro has it. Okoro between the circles. It's to Taurean Prince. And screened by Allen, and Poole called for a foul for moving Allen out of the way, though I find it very hard to believe that Poole could do such a thing.
At the other end, if Dellavedova is on Poole, Poole is quick enough, strong enough to go right by Dellavedova. So let's look for that, see if he can get some penetration and get an easy one.
And looking on the replay, Poole's got to be smarter than that. He lowered his shoulder and just jammed it into Jared Allen.
You can't be stubborn, Tim. You're exactly right. That's all that was.
You want to work that hard. Work hard on getting through the pick.
Yeah, and just play smart.
Jared Allen, with his arrival in that trade, he was part of the Harden trade. The Cavaliers got in on it. They get Allen. And that triggered a whole bunch of movement for Cleveland. McGee's gone. Drummond's gone. Curry behind the back. JTA to Damian Lee. Low left. And a beautiful sequence right there for Golden State. As two quick passes that result in a layup. And it's 79-73. Allen post up over Damian Lee. Falls down and got fouled. Cavs push the ball quickly up the floor.
Yeah, Damian Lee tried to get away with that just by bumping him down low, keeping the hands away, but they knew it.
Went behind the back from Curry, finds Toscano Anderson, and then he dishes off to Damian Lee low left. You won't see a prettier two-pass sequence there inside of 8 feet, Jim.
And it's all about moving. From the weak side, you think that Toscano Anderson and Curry are going to make the plays, but Damian Lee did not just accept that. He moved off the ball gave him an opening, and he got a nice basket out of it and made Toscano Anderson get a beautiful assist.
Allen hits two more free throws, and it's 79-75 Warriors. Warriors with 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Really got to tighten up here. Curry, triple drive, back rim, no good, tipped out. Jared Allen has it, throws the ball away. Draymond Green retrieves it in the backcourt. Warriors get a break.
Let's see if they can capitalize here.
Poole, penetration, rotation, out to JTA, lets it fly. Three ball, right corner pocket for Juan Toscano Anderson.
You know that's his first shot attempt since the first quarter?
Check that. Leon Wood says it's a two. It's 81-75.
Hadn't taken a shot. He had those 8 points on perfect shooting. Hadn't taken a shot.
Taurean Prince, pick and pop, takes the three. Lance with a thud. Draymond Green's got it. Draymond takes it right across the C logo of the Cavaliers to Jordan Poole. Gets a screen. Poole gets downhill. Backdoor cut to Damian Lee. Rotates out to Draymond because Allen was lurking inside. Ball goes to Poole. Working on Dellavedova. Now Taurean Prince stops and fires away for three. Never had a chance. Yeah. And the rebound goes to Allen.
I agree with that. Never had a chance. You can tell.
Nance dribble handoff to Okoro. He stops. Moves in on Curry. Prince with a catch. Good close out by Draymond. The ball goes to Allen. He's doubled at the post. Rotation Nance. Okoro lets one fly. It's an air ball right to Allen, who wheels up and dunked it.
Haven't I said before, air balls go to the offense because you're looking around to block off, and they're going to get the ball.
Yeah, that was such a bad air ball. That was in front of the rim. Curry between the legs with a dribble. Moves in on Allen. You can hear the slap on his arm from here, and Allen says, no, that's a block.
Now, Curry fell and landed over in his back. Let's see, is he holding that tailbone? We'll have to wait and see. But an air ball, it so often goes to the offensive player.
Because foul was on Allen. That's going to be his fourth. Curry to the free throw line. With a minute 44 to go, and the problem here, Jim, is Curry's going to be sitting to start the fourth quarter.
Yep. And he's had a slow third quarter here.
And the Warriors have let the Cavaliers back in this game. Now, give Cleveland credit. They've made some nice plays here in the third quarter, but I think those six turnovers you were talking about played a huge role in this.
Yes, and the Warriors got, other times, even without turning it over, they got stagnant in their offense. Tim.
Curry right now with 18 points. He is 0 for 8 from 3. Hits the second free throw, 83-77. Allen in the backcourt, ball knocked away. Damian Lee with a steal, deflected. Looney has it, back to Lee. The Warriors putting backcourt pressure, get them to turn it over. Curry from downtown, it's up and good. JTA started the sequence and got the ball to Damian Lee via the deflection. 86-77, how about that turn of events? Larry Nance Jr. finds Torian Prince. Weaving, bobbing, taking the jumper up and two more for Torian Prince. Nicely done.
Well, he's a very composed team player.
Nice pickup by Cleveland. Curry now as Dellavedova flop takes an open three and hits that. And with those back-to-back threes, Curry now has hit triples in 110 consecutive games, the longest active streak in the association.
Wow. Missed his first eight tonight. Yep. Made the last two.
And just like that, he has 25. Allen takes it down the lane, and he traveled.
The faster the pace of this game, the better the Warriors play and the worse the Cavs play, Tim. It goes to a speedy game helps the Warriors and hurts the Cavs.
It was down to four, it's up to 10. 89-79, Golden State. Curry walks it up 40 seconds. And winds some clock out, that go 2-for-1. Fades and fires on the way, off the rim. Deflected rebound, Wade locates Prince. Prince down the right side, hesitation move. Dribble drive, stripped by Curry, batted away by Curry. 28 seconds to go. Damian Lee will take it down and flares out to the right sideline to hold it with a four-second differential. Gets the ball to Curry, who throws it away. He threw it right to Larry Nance Jr. My goodness.
And the target he was looking for was going away from the basket anyway.
9 seconds left. Dellavedova out toward half court. Brings it middle, throws to Torian Prince, left corner, Wade for three, back rim miss, rebound, Damian Lee, quarter is over, the Warriors with an 8-2 push, Curry with 8 points in the last minute 44 of the quarter, they take a 10-point lead to the fourth, 89-79. Golden State on top on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 8-2 push for the Warriors in the final couple of minutes of the third quarter. Curry finally got loose and hit a couple of threes. He's got 25 points. All part of your CarMax game summary. And the Warriors lead by 10 as we start the fourth quarter in Cleveland, trying to get the first two of this road trip and get back to 500. Cavaliers going left to right on your radio dial. Dellavedova with Wade, Nance Jr., Sexton, and Prince. It's Wade up top. Dellavedova with the catch outside the arc. Throws to Prince. Rips the ball through on Poole. Has him on his hip. Stops in the paint. Out to Dellavedova. Back to Prince. Behind the screen. Three. Good.
He's just a solid player that knows how to play.
Yeah, I was surprised that Brooklyn moved him just simply because I think he'd be a perfect fit with the stars they have there.
Exactly. Right, Tim.
Looney. Dribbles to Toscano Anderson. Back to Looney on the right wing. Toscano Anderson dribbles top of the key to Poole. Poole down the lane, got fouled. They will not give him continuation. Dellavedova with the foul.
I have to say, I don't know what 8 years in the league now for Dellavedova? Does he have a guaranteed contract for several years or something?
Wiggins off the inbounds and a foul on Cleveland. It's on Wade, his first. Second team foul on the Cavaliers in the first 54 seconds.
He's still the all-time leading scorer at St. Mary's. But there's a lot of difference between St. Mary's and the NBA.
He didn't use the stiletto, he used the sledgehammer. Toscano Anderson comes down the lane with the dunk as he slammed it. He slipped the pick, got between two defenders and threw it down.
Well, you just said sledgehammer, that's what it was.
That's what it was. JTA with a hammer. 91-82. Dellavedova penetrates, restricted area, shot no good, got fouled. Looney acting like it was a push-off. Scotto Anderson, 5 for 5, 12 points, 6 rebounds. Beats his chest on that one and says, well, yeah.
He was going to get 6-1 Colin Sexton, and Sexton said, decided, I'm going to get out of the way.
Kevon Looney still talking to Leon Wood about the foul. Dellavedova gets free throws.
Yeah.
Foul is on Damian Lee.
These are his first points of the game, or his first point of the game. Let's see if he makes the second. He probably will.
He works hard. You got to give him that. 91-84.
When you're slow, you have to work hard.
Jordan Poole will bring it up to midcourt. Throws the right side to Toscano Anderson to Looney. Bazemore downstairs for Wiggins. Wiggins, one-on-one. Jab step. Puts the ball down. Cut off. Wade's crossover to the right hand. Got bumped by Wade. Shot up blocked. Then loose ball. Nance Jr. out of the pack. He wants to run. Bounce pass. Deflected away. Thought someone was going backdoor. No one did. Bazemore comes up with it for the Warriors. Bazemore, beautiful feed, goes to JTA, running the floor, gets the reverse layup, and the Warriors go back up by 9, 93-84.
He's still perfect. Yeah, that Sexton did not go backdoor, and the pass got turned over, and as I say, the faster they get speed, the Warriors play better.
Catch and shoot, Wade from Dellavedova, misfires on the three above the break.
Push it.
Who will walk it up? Goes quickly, though, left side, draws a crowd, spins. No look to JTA, to Looney. Dribble handoff for Bazemore. He tries to drive over to Wiggins on the right side, to Poole. Over to JTA, open three, rainbow. Rattled that one home. Juan Toscano Anderson has 17 points. And the Warriors lead 96-84 with 9:30 to go in Cleveland.
Man, if they go ahead and win this, he's the MVP.
Absolutely. Got the Warriors started in the first half. Prince. Gets a switch, guarded by Looney. Wants to go. Backs him up outside the arc. Fades into a three. Oh, it's wide right. Did not draw iron. Rebound. Hard off the glass for Bazemore. Bazemore shoveled it ahead for Looney, and he was fouled by Prince from behind.
Looney, a lot of minutes tonight, of course, with no Wiseman. He's going to see that the rest of the year.
Here comes Kevin Love back on the floor for Cleveland. By the way, it's Barnett with a B. 9:07 to go. 96-84.
Are you referring to?
I'm not referring to anything. Warriors leading by 12. Three team fouls already on the Cavaliers. Sexton, Nance Jr., Prince, Dellavedova, and Wade a moment ago. But now Sexton is out there for Cleveland, along with Okoro and Garland. Bazemore off the pick, top of the circle. Wide right, Nance Jr. with the rebound. So looks like Coach Bickerstaff of the Cavaliers. He wants to see if he keep his team close, yep. Getting most of his starters back in. Love for three, top side. Front rim, glass, and no good. Wiggins with the rebound. Brings it up the floor. Off a screen by JTA. Gets Okoro over to Poole. Shows a shot from the hash mark. Dribbles in. Wiggins gets it. Left corner. JTA catch and shoot. A little bit of a heat check there for Juan and the rebound to Love.
They couldn't get the ball to him quickly enough, so it was contested.
Yep. Here's Sexton. Off a horn set. Gets the ball over to Love. Two big men up top. Love. Spins, locked up by Looney, ball knocked away by Poole. Bazemore has it on the go, lobbed to Poole, and he directs it in with a bank shot. The pass wasn't great, but Poole able to score, and the Cavaliers want time. 98-84, the second group having another good run tonight on the road. Now the Warriors lead by 14 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Gold State up 14-1. Toscano Anderson with a career-high 17, 98-84. We still have 8 minutes to go in Cleveland. Cavaliers with roughly their starting five out there now. Not roughly, it is their starting five. Sexton with the ball. They got Dellavedova off the floor. Sexton right side, guarded by Wiggins. High screen by Allen. Sexton, step back. Long jumper, nothing there. Looney, defensive board. And Toscano Anderson, he was the game ball winner in our judgment so far. Gets the ball to Wiggins, now to Looney. Looney flipped it to Poole. Turns, shoots, misses. Kevin Love with a rebound. Long three attempt by Poole. Sexton spins away, drives on Poole, off balance, off glass, no good. And we have a foul call.
He'll be shooting.
Yeah.
I mean, he got bumped into the shoulder, and that's why he went out of bounds, I would think, now.
Jordan Poole, yeah, with the contact. Couldn't get in front of him that time. Sexton showing good speed. Gary checks in on Twitter at Warriors Box, Warriors V-O-X. He's been to Warrior games at Arco and also at the Golden One Center in Sacramento and the Moda. Gotta say that Arco was always a building that's a soft spot in my heart. First place I ever did an NBA game.
Okay.
And then let's check in with Bruce. He says he saw the Warriors in New Orleans in 04-05. I wonder if that was before or after they trade for Barron. Free throws were good. Sexton hits two. It's 98-86 Warriors. Poole penetrates to Bazemore, to Wiggins. Around the horn it goes. Toscano Anderson, another three ball for Juan. And he's got his first NBA 20-point game. 8 of 9 from the floor. It's 101-86.
Yep, 3 of 4 from three. The only thing he missed, one of them.
Allen, Sexton pushes it up with the right hand. Tipped it up with the right hand, tipped it again. Got his hand on all three of the shot attempts and knocked it in.
That's all quickness.
Yep.
That's all it is.
101-88, Bazemore to Wiggins, who pops out. Unguarded three from straight on, no good. Kevin Love with a good seal inside on Looney. Pulls down the rebound. Now he's trying to tell young guards about positioning here. Garland, he comes to the right side. Bazemore cuts him off. Garland retreats, still with the dribble between the legs. Now down the lane, shoots over Looney. Too hard off the glass, tipped out nicely by Bazemore to Wiggins to Poole. Down the right side. He stops and dials long distance. It's nothing there, no answer. And Garland comes back for the board.
Yeah, those quick shots, it's all or nothing.
Garland dribbles it to Sexton above the break on the right side. Left hand dribble to the foul line. Pass to the left wing to Love. Back up top to Sexton. Off the screen, he gets Poole. Instead goes to Garland. Garland feeds Love in deep. Love on Wiggins. Protects the ball. Shot up. It's blocked. What do we have here? Leon, what was the call?
I don't know, but Love is looking for a foul, and I'm not sure he's going to get one.
Foul on the Warriors. It's on Wiggins.
Before the shot, evidently.
Yeah, it might be just for third team foul. I think, are we getting a timeout here on the floor? Steve Kerr's looking around. I think Steve Kerr might be challenging this. It's hard to tell. We're getting a tight shot on our monitor. Not sure what's happening, yeah. But the coaches are around the players. And timeout. We'll take the break.
Ruling on the floor is a personal foul on Wiggins. Golden State's taking a timeout to challenge the play.
So the Warriors will take the timeout. 101-88, 5:59 to go in the game. We'll take the break on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, the call was no foul.
Yeah, overturned.
Overturned. Ball goes out of bounds. It was blocked by Wiggins, so it's Cleveland ball with five to shoot. Thrown into Love. Catch and shoot left side, in and out. Draymond Green with a rebound. So the green light special goes the Warriors' way.
How about Wiggins' defense on Kevin Love, who's got the size on him?
Curry had the pass batted to the backcourt. Steve Kerr now 13-8 on challenges this year. Ball to Draymond Green. Lob to Toscano Anderson. The cutters, Bazemore over the shoulder, flipped to Wiggins. Saved it in the corner, turns into a turnover. And that was really kind of on Bazemore. Sexton stops and lets it fly, and Wiggins called for a foul as he went in front of Sexton, fouled him on the shot.
No time for over the top, no look, backhanded pass to the corner from Bazemore.
Yeah, if you're up 25 or 30 at this point, you can get in the air and go wing and throw it to wherever.
This last foul by Wiggins coming from behind, what does it remind you of, Tim? Anything?
Reminds me of a foul. Free throw, no good by Sexton.
How about Beal in the four-point play and Washington, the loss?
Well, that
coming from behind there.
Yeah, coming from behind, but it wasn't. At least he made sure that Sexton didn't make the three.
No, but all of a sudden I went back to the game the Warriors have lost. Otherwise, they would be looking for five in a row. Just kind of came back to me.
101-89. short on the last one, so Sexton makes one of three. Might not be a bad foul by Wiggins there. Curry.
Not at all now.
Bringing it up. I'm pretty good at, you know, looking back and then changing my opinion.
You.
On. Yeah.
Thank
Curry with the screen. Curry dribbles, draws two, goes behind the back, now turns and shoots over Okoro in the paint. A tough shot. Two more for Stephen Curry. He's got 27.
Wow.
Other end, Sexton, dribble drive, misses as Draymond defended. Curry picked it off the glass, takes it to the front court, draws two players, lost the dribble off his foot, goes to Okoro, three on two. Left corner, Sexton takes the three and rattled it home.
That's a tough turnover, and Steph trying to do a little too much there. I think he should have given that ball up a couple dribbles earlier to the middle.
103-92 Warriors, 4:40 to go. Draymond left alone, takes a three, missed it. Love, beautiful outlet pass to Garland, takes one step and laid it in. Wow, Kevin Love, whose middle name is Wesley, showed a Wes Unseld type outlet there to Garland, and Steve Kerr is going to call time again. 4:31 to go. We'll take the break. Warriors 103, Cleveland 94 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 4:31 to go in the contest. Warriors leading by 9, 103-94, but plenty of work yet to do. Stay fresh, Dub Nation, with a clean look sweepstakes presented by Jack Black. Enter to win your own clean look prize pack with premium Jack Black products. A custom Warriors jersey will be tossed in as well, and gift cards for a fresh shopping spree. Enter by May 12th at warriors.com/Jack Black. Warriors with the ball, attacking the basket to our left. Curry splits traffic off a screen, leaves his feet, jump past Bazemore, touch pass to Wiggins, corner three. Allen rebounds it for Cleveland. Cavaliers in business. They're down by nine right now with 4:10 to go.
Low scoring quarter by both teams. Fortunate for the Warriors. They only have 14 in this quarter.
Sexton backs up, wants to drive on Draymond, retreats left wing, throws to Garland, right sideline, Love shoots over Curry. Rainbow three, and Draymond Green comes out of nowhere to pull down the rebound. JTA will take it and leave it for Curry. Draymond Green was not even on our screen before that ball came down, and there he was. Curry to Draymond, outside the arc of the right wing. Two-hand toss to Wiggins left. Gets to that right hand, shoveled it up to Draymond. Back over to Wiggins. Wiggins fakes, gets to the right baseline, pull-up, jumper, no good. A hold on Garland, that will be his fifth.
Now, is this in the act of shooting?
I don't think so. I think Benny Adams said no.
And the Warriors still have not taken a free throw in this quarter, but they've only been outscored by one, 15-14. Low-scoring fourth quarter.
I have to say this. I think the Cavaliers did a really good job of reading their scouting report. They've defended Wiggins pretty well tonight.
Yes, they have.
Curry catches off a screen by Draymond, and he buries a triple topside right.
Well, he surprised everybody. He's going away from the basket to get the ball?
Yeah.
I mean, not many people hit that.
And he's got 30 again. 30 or more again for Curry. Love for three. Front rim no good. Curry the rebound.
Love is one of six, from one of seven now, and he's a 38% three-point shooter.
Curry fades and fires. This one's up. It's good again. Stephen Curry with another three.
Well, he's got that magic 32 plus, doesn't he?
Yep, 33 for Stephen Curry. Warriors lead by 15. And Curry is taking this game over, taking another game over. Down the lane, Garland goes up, rejected by Wiggins, knocked it out of bounds. Curry now 4 of 13 from three. And he's almost getting to his average, Jim, in the last eight games, which is 38-9.
38-9. And, well, he's hit two in a row here and broke this game open here with 2:40 to go. The Warriors are up by 14. Make it 15.
15. Curry off the screen by Looney. Curry, right side, gets a pick again. Shovel pass over to Draymond. Curry wants to relocate. Goes all the way to the right sideline. Back to Draymond. Draymond floats it high off the glass. No good tip. Rebound Looney. Topside Wiggins steps into a triple. It's good.
There you go, Tim.
112-94.
Three straight threes by the Warriors.
And the Warriors are slamming the door shut in Cleveland. A building where they once had the locker room smelling like champagne. Sexton drives and is caught by Draymond.
Warriors.
Nine straight 30-plus games now for Curry. He continues to take the association by storm. Free throw good for Sexton.
He's got 30 tonight. He can't score. 22 years of age and 1 year at Alabama.
Missed the second free throw. Draymond Green's got the rebound. Curry now 25 of 47 from three over his last three games. Curry right sideline, splits traffic, dribble drive, reverse, blocked by Wade, grabbed by Bazemore. Shot clock at two, has to shoot a fadeaway jumper over Allen, and he knocked it down from the right wing.
Found money.
Yeah, that's like, you know, doing some laundry and you find a few bucks in your pants you forgot you had. Sexton, top side. Misses. Toscano Anderson with the rebound.
They won't be in a hurry now.
Yep. Curry, the first Warrior to get nine straight 30-plus games since Rick Barry. Wiggins above the break. He knocks it down. All of a sudden, the Warriors can't miss. Three-pointer for Wiggins.
He's got 23 tonight. He's made five of eight threes.
14-1 run. And a foul so that Steve Kerr can empty the bench. Draymond Green with the foul.
Well, he's hugging Toscano Anderson, and well, he should. He was the catalyst.
I don't think there's any doubt in my mind, Jim, that Juan Toscano Anderson is playing himself into a long-term situation and playing himself into the rotation. There's a value to be had in this league for guys that really understand and know how to play and know angles. Curry will go and sit down. Cleveland had cut it down to a nine-point game, very doable with a few minutes to go in this contest. And then the Warriors just put that one away. And they will get back to 500. They'll go to 28-28. Garland, who is really having himself a nice season, knocks down the free throw. Nico Mannion, the smile of Geach, calls up Mulder. Shoots off the front rim. And Gary Payton the second hustles to it. Warriors get a fresh 14. Smile of Geach wants somebody on the weak side to cut. Nobody does. Mulder to Poole. Poole calls up Smile of Geach, goes away from the screen, runs his man back through it, probing the defense, wants to shoot, dribbles, fades, and has to throw up a desperation three that does not draw iron, and that's going to be a shot clock violation.
Well, this thing changed when it was that nine-point game.
Yep.
4.5 to go. Warriors, 14-2 run here. Well, 14-2 run.
Garland goes in, gets fouled on the drive. Cavaliers have brought in some subs as well. As Wade back on the floor for Cleveland. Along with Lamar Stevens, undrafted rookie out of Penn State. 6'4", strong guy. Free throws for Garland make it. 117-99, 34 seconds to go. Smile Geach fakes a three, steps in for two. Boy, he has just lost some confidence. Poole down the lane, hits a floater.
Yeah, Smile Geach had a wide open jump shot from about 10 feet.
Biondu Cabangeli is also out there for the Cavs. Steal, Nico Mannion has it. Backward pass to Payton Jr. He clanked it off the rim with a dunk, and it goes sailing backwards into the backcourt, into the Warrior bench.
That was one long rebound.
Yes,
it went from the basket to the backcourt, past half court.
My goodness.
He slammed that hard and just looked too long.
Stevens fouled on a drive. Wasn't happy about it either. Thought he was back playing at Purdue. Lamar Stevens will get himself to the free throw line. We had another Penn Stater in here the other night when Denver was in town.
We've got a Penn Stater next to me over here.
Yeah, we do. R.C. Davis, general manager of the Denver Nuggets. Calvin Booth was here. Stevens gets into the scorecard with a couple of free throws. Final 9 seconds. Nico Mannion will dribble this one out. And the Warriors grab two to start the five-game road trip. It gets tougher from here, but boy, getting these two certainly helps. As the Warriors knock off the Cleveland Cavaliers 119-101. And set their sights on the Boston Celtics. And that'll be a Saturday contest. Game three of the road trip. Kevin Love and Draymond Green share a hug. A lot of respect between those two guys. And for the Warriors, they're back to 500. 28-28. Final score. Warriors 119, Cavaliers 101. The 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.